Okay, today is July 25th, 2008. My name is Garrett Blauvelt, and today I will be interviewing Roland Lattalip about his service in World War II. To begin with, I'd like to ask, where and when were you born?
I was born in Waterville, Maine. In Waterville. That's where I was born, 1922.
And did you grow up in Waterville? What did your parents do?
My father was a contractor. And my mother used to be a school teacher. And my brother, he stayed home. And that's all we
So
had.
you had one brother, that was your only
That's
sibling?
why.
And did you go to school in Waterville?
Yes.
Did you have any interests growing up?
What?
What were your interests growing up? Did you play any sports or were you involved in any activities during school?
Well, I was doing everything. I used to teach school beside. I was going to school. They make the man in charge of the how can I tell that? Were the teaching the guys how to work on machinery. That was I was in charge of that.
Sort of like a shop teacher.
Yeah. And he liked it that the talk the teacher used to say, go ahead, I'm going
And then what did you do over the summers?
I worked for my father.
He was a contractor, so you worked on homes, or what kind of things did he
He
build?
moved building, blows up the buildings, and changed all kinds of stuff. And if he didn't have any work, he'd go work for some other people.
And what year did you graduate high school, and what year did you graduate?
Geez, Christmas, I don't remember. But I graduated high school. Oh, I came back in 43. Then I went to college. I wanted to be a mechanical engineer. And I got the job too. I went all over the United States, all over the countries. 3 years I was overseas, going from Brazil, Argentina, all those things all the way up. I even went to Russia. And I had a nice job in Russia. I had a nice guide. Because they don't let you roam because they're afraid of fighting. So I had a woman guide. And boy, I could have brought, I was going to bring it home. She had a handgun, a rifle, and a German Shepherd. In the wintertime, I was there. In the rooms, we had heat. Then we were in the, she was in the hall, no heat. And she had a blanket over her. She was like that. The dog didn't want to stay there. I said, what the heck's the noise? I opened the door, the dog came in the house, right in my bed. I said, what the heck you doing out there? I have to stay. It is my post. I said, come on, get out of here. Get in there. That's another bedroom there. Go take it. Well, I don't have no clothes. I'll get you some clothes. I got some pajamas. She said, oh, it was nice in bed. The dog didn't want to go back to her. He stayed in me. I said, where's the heck the... All of a sudden, I see the lump in the bed, and he was crawled underneath the pillow. I had fun with that son of a gun. I was 3 weeks with her. And I bought some clothes for her so we could go out to eat and put something because she wasn't allowed. I said, your uniform's there? Yeah, leave it. Put this on. When she got in there, she, ooh, had a collar and everything. And she was a very good person. I respect her and she respected me. She said, I wish I could go to America. I said, why don't you? If they do, my mother and father will be dead. Mm-hmm. That's how they kept him together.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So was this during World War II that you were there?
Yeah, right after that.
Okay. And going back towards your military experience, when did you decide to join the United States Navy?
I was drafted.
You were drafted. Did you have any idea that beforehand that you were going to go, or were you anticipating this, or how did you sort of understand that was going to happen eventually? Or
I wanted to be in the Navy.
Okay.
My father wanted me with the Marine when he was in the First War. I said, no, I ain't walking. I'm going to stay on water.
Okay.
So I got assigned to a destroyer. Mm-hmm. This destroyer got destroyed.
Okay.
But it was not my ship. I was being transferred. Mm-hmm. And I got the carrier. Mm-hmm. And I loved it.
Okay. Did you have any experience sailing before you joined the Navy? Had you experience on the water? Did you go boating at all?
Yeah, it was like that with a rowboat.
A little different from a carrier then. What was your first impression of the Bunker Hill?
Well, I'll tell you. I've seen the pictures before. Mm-hmm. They showed it to us. They showed us the water. We had a book on them to see what they were. He said, you think you would like that? Yeah, I'll run it for you. Mm-hmm. He said, could you work those things? I showed him my credential on what I was going to school, to college. Mm-hmm. Oh, you probably have a good job. I was a gunner the first a week, 2 weeks. I was a gunner.
You were a gunner? Is that what you served the whole time or just for a little bit?
Oh, no, just 1 week.
Okay.
They put me, he said, you know how to run that type of gun? Mm-hmm. I said, yes. Yeah. You put your strap on and get in the saddle and put the lead out. Mm-hmm. He said, you think you could hit something? Mm-hmm. Well, can I shoot at that balloon up there? Yeah. Boom, 2 shots. He said, you know how to shoot? I said, I can shoot very, very, very good.
Did you hunt when you were in Maine? Or
what?
Did you have any experience hunting in Maine or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Hunting and fishing.
Okay.
My father's on Saturday and Sunday, no work. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Okay.
He said, where are you going this time? Let's go fishing. Okay. We ended up hunting.
Did you have any, what was training like before you joined a ship? Was there a basic training for the Navy or what did you do?
No, from there to shore. They got my, what I learned machinery and things like that. You said you don't have to go there, you're going to a ship.
So they put you right on a ship and then taught you there. Okay, and then you were taken from a destroyer to the Bunker Hill. You were initially a gunner.
Yeah.
And what did you move to? What was your next
position? I went in for oil king. You know what an oil king is?
No.
Make sure the ship has all oil in all the parts.
Okay.
And fuel the ship. Mm-hmm. I was 6 months on that. And that's a heck of a job. Mm-hmm. All the others go out on vacation. Mm-hmm. You got to stay to finish filling the ship with oil and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So if we had a day, we were happy.
Okay. So what was the typical day like with your position? What would you do in a typical day? Would you just go around the ship looking, making sure everything's in working order?
Making that for that section. Mm-hmm. And after that, I went oil king. Mm-hmm. From there, I went down to the bottom of the ship, mm-hmm. on the fire pumps. Mm-hmm. They had 2 engineers in there. Mm-hmm. They were engineered, but I didn't know if they knew what the heck it was. But mm-hmm. he said, this is what I'm going to put you on. That was Mr. Carmichael. Mm-hmm. He was an officer, lieutenant commander. Mm-hmm. He said, you think you can go in there and run this place? He says, not with those guys, I won't. He says, why? They don't know what the hell they're doing. They put half the water pumps on the wrong size. Mm-hmm. He says, I'm gonna, I'll take the thing off, get him out for here, I'll do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you think you can run this thing by yourself? If I can't, I'll hang myself. He said, well, you're game enough, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed there a year and a half. Okay. No. Hey, I stayed there till 43.
Okay.
When I came back. I had a good job down there.
Okay.
I repaired those machines. If you had anything wrong, that pump down there is to run the water for fires or anything they needed.
Mm-hmm.
Then another one was a fresh water
mm-hmm.
pump. Takes it out the tank and mm-hmm. sends it up above. I loved that thing. I worked that. He said, Captain Carmichael. He said, I come to see if you're still here. He said, what the heck you got in the back of the booth there?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I got a bed. I stay here most of the time.
Wow.
He said, yeah. I said, when they start dropping bombs and torpedoes, I stay here. He laughed. He said, well, at least you stay to your post. I said, yeah. But it was a good job.
Okay. And what was the Bunker Hill doing? Like, what was its job? Or did you have any sense where it was going? Or were you just doing your job? And
then we were going after the enemy planes,
mm-hmm.
ships, and ground thing with our artillery.
Mm-hmm.
We had 20 millimeters, the planes would come close enough, the 20 millimeters all the way around the ship,
mm-hmm.
they pepper the iron.
Mm-hmm. You knew when things were going on up deck, above the deck, because they would have a system that would be telling what was going on, is that correct? Or
I used to go a lot.
Okay.
I set the machine up down there, the pumps and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go up sometime and watch them. And the planes, when you got hit, that day we got hit,
mm-hmm.
the plane dropped a bomb
mm-hmm.
and made a loop and whang in the hole. It blew up the whole hangar, flight deck had planes on it. Everyone had been cooked.
Mm-hmm.
Down below, also the planes were all burned up.
Okay. And so what was happening for you once that happened? What was your job when the plane... When the boat was on fire, what were you doing?
I was down right off.
Okay.
Because I didn't go out the same way. I went out to the officer's quarter mm-hmm. down below. When I got down there, Roland, are you still there? You're down right. How come you come down here so fast? He said, I didn't walk, I dump. I dump from the escape to depths. He laughed like heck. That officer, he was a good officer.
Okay. And when was this? That do you remember around what time of year that this attack was, or?
I'm getting hit.
Yeah.
3 months before we discharge.
Okay. And about your military experiences, is there anything we haven't mentioned yet about your military experience, or is there anything that you wanted to discuss about what you were doing, or?
Well, I done my job.
Okay.
I didn't give a darn about anything.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to go through a hole, we had 565 planes that they shot down.
Mm-hmm.
They got destroyers, cruiser,
mm-hmm.
and many tank supply planes. Mm-hmm. They got those on that ship.
Mm-hmm.
Then we lost when the guys got killed. The pilots were in the pilot room
mm-hmm.
getting ready for flight. There was the fighters, the bombers, and the attack bomb, the torpedo plane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those two, all of them down there, were all dead. They were all plastered against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Then the gunners and things like that were in there. They were plastered on the wall, too. So you didn't see too much of us. Well, there was officers from the ship, from the flights and things like that. They figured 400 get killed in one shot.
Wow.
Then the Navy, on board ship we were, there was 165 of them got killed. So it was a good crew getting burned out.
Okay. And did they? What did they have to do with the boat after this attack? Did you have to go into dry docks at some point?
We came back to Hawaii. We emptied what we ammunition, bombs, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we took off for California.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there we went through around, went to the East Coast.
Okay.
Then they patched her up, and we were ready to go back. They said cancel it. It's all over.
Okay, so the war had ended at this point?
Yeah.
Okay. After the war's ended, what do you do next? Where do they send your ship?
I send to California.
Okay.
I got on a train, went all the way down to Maine.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I worked with my father. Mm-hmm. He said, why don't you stay in the service? He said, I see it enough getting hot. I don't want it hot.
Okay. And then after this, what do you do after you're working with your father? How long do you work with your father for?
I work every summer. I work for my father, but the rest of it, I was in college.
Okay.
I went to Canada for college.
Okay.
Because they had a better engineer affair than they had in the state.
Okay.
And I stayed there 2 years, got my diploma. My father said then, get out of this racket. You'll be easier to work with engineers.
Mm-hmm.
And I did.
Okay. And then after this, what are you doing after this? Or trying to sort of bring this up to the present time, like what occupations have you done? Where have you been? Or
I've worked with my father moving houses, things like that. Then I worked for Knutson,
mm-hmm.
the world hard machine equipment company they built all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And Simpson, it's another mechanical job.
Okay.
I worked with them all the way over. Then I was sent from Foster Wheeler. I was sent to go different country, different place to repair the old machine that was busted up
mm-hmm.
during the war.
Okay.
So I went to South America. Mm-hmm. I went to Chile. I went to Portuguese, I call it Portuguese, that's the second place over there in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I'll go over there. That's the dirtiest place in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to fix up a machinery.
Okay.
They had a lot of machinery. They were trying to grind
mm-hmm.
sugar cane mm-hmm. to roll them out. Get the sugar and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They used all kinds of old pipes in there. It was a shitty looking thing. They were selling the sugar
mm-hmm.
to the United States. It was supposed to be white sugar.
Okay.
But it had a lot of little speck black spots in it. Then I went to Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice place. I worked on an iron oil rig, an oil factory,
mm-hmm.
where they were building a new one. I stayed there 2.5 years. I had my family down there.
Mm-hmm.
They all wanted to stay, but I ain't staying here.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, you'll go to home, I'll put you home back in the house. Mm-hmm. They go to school, I have to go overseas. Where I can't have any family with me.
Mm-hmm.
I went to England,
mm-hmm.
France,
mm-hmm.
Italy.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck was it? Oh, almost every state in the country is out of the country. Chile, all those things. Oh, what the heck was that goddamn thing? Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
I went all over the place. I went to Russia, went to China, all mm-hmm. over the goddamn place.
Wow.
3 years before I went home.
Okay.
I said, this is it, I'm tired. They sent me over, I went back. He said, will you take a 6-month rest and go back? I asked my wife. He said, "I like to have him with me for crying out loud."
Yeah, I could see where she might want that.
She wasn't bashful. I said, "How are the kids?" "They're all right, don't you worry." I said, "Where'd you put them?" "They're in the summer camps." They stay there 4 months in the ice camp. Mm-hmm. We call it ice camp. It's cold as the sun of a gun on the coast of the ocean. Mm-hmm.
This is still, you were in Maine the whole time? Your family was living in Maine?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she wouldn't move anyway. She was born there.
Okay.
I was here. She was living here next street.
Mm-hmm. When did you meet your wife? Was this before the war or after the war?
After the war.
Okay.
My father said, "Don't get married. Now."
Mm-hmm.
"Unless you make trouble." That's what he used to say. "Well, if you get into trouble, you're on your own." But right away, I went just there. I came back.
And what did you, you lived in the Waterville area for the next?
Oh, yeah. Period? I stayed there a year.
Okay.
Because I used to come from schools back and forth. Mm-hmm. And it was all right.
Okay.
I'd seen a lot of country.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of, yeah. What eventually brought you to Florida? Why did you end up here?
Because my wife was sick.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor said she could be wearing warm weather.
Mm-hmm.
It was right in the summer there. It was gone down hot.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, "You move over there." I bought here, came here, bought a house. I said, "We're going to stay here."
Okay.
6 months after that, I had to bring her back home and bury her.
Okay.
She had a stroke. She went down.
Mm-hmm. And is that, was this down, what part of Florida did you originally come to?
Yeah.
The Lake City area, or?
Yeah, in the city.
Okay.
You had an outside where they built all kinds of new homes.
Okay. And then you've been here since around that point, or?
No, I sold the big house. We had a small house I had. I stayed there. Then I said, "Why the heck don't I go back up north?" I went up, I talked to my father. He said, "Do you like it down there?" "Well, it's warm, no crap, but I could go to work over down there."
Mm-hmm.
"Well," I said, "try it. If you don't like it,
mm-hmm.
dump the house
mm-hmm.
and come on home.
Okay.
We'll do something over here beside for you."
Okay.
So I couldn't ask any better.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I seen my father, he was dead. He came home.
Mm-hmm.
8 years after that, I went to see my mother up there.
Mm-hmm.
114 years old.
Wow.
And boy, she was a tough old bird. But I got that. I said, "Now," I told my son, I said, "I don't know if I'll be back, but I'm going down. Well, if you want to come back, you know the house is over there."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "I should be. It's my house." Anyway, I came back over here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. I went to the VA. This is where I had been.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Well, I just wanted to ask some follow-up questions before we finish this interview. First, how was World War II remembered, and how do you think people should remember World War II?
Well, with the men, it was a very good outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on a carrier, you all work together.
Mm-hmm.
And military, I mean, things like that, we never had too much with it. We had 5-10 Marines on board. But they didn't associate with us.
Hmm. So there wasn't a lot of cross service branches interaction. You didn't have much interaction with the Marines or
no.
Okay. I know people call a carrier a small city sometimes. Was it? What would have been like with regards to how much did you communicate with different people doing different things on the ship? Did you know people working on different parts of the ship or?
Yeah, we had. As the oil king, we had a room like this.
Mm-hmm.
There was five of us in there, the bunks. And we were happy there. But after that, when I went down below, I didn't come back to the room. I stayed down the fire room where I was. Because I had a bed in there, and a bathroom, and a shower, and everything. I put that in myself. But it was all right. The people, the farmers were very good. But when they got hit, we didn't see the war. They cut the steel frame and dumped that in the ocean.
Okay. I guess the other thing I wanted to ask, have you been involved in veterans organizations since you left?
Yeah, service? I go to the American Legion.
Okay.
And I used to go to the, what the heck was the other one? I go over here.
Okay. Why did you join these organizations and how important have they been in your life?
Well, in Maine, I got the VA up there. And we met a lot of people, but hardly any Navy. Then I came down here, there was about 10 of them in Navy, but they were on destroyers, some were on floats and things like that, but never a fighting ship.
So you have people who can relate to the military experience, but you really haven't had many people who can relate to your actual experience on a carrier.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess the other thing I wanted to ask is about the transition home. How effectively did the United States help servicemen get back to being civilians?
I didn't have no problem.
Okay.
My father said, "How do you feel?" "I'm still here. I don't give a doubt about it." He said, "Did it scare you?" "Well, I got scared, but I'm still here."
Yeah. Well, those are the questions that I had to ask. I don't know if there's anything I haven't brought up that you'd like to mention before we conclude this interview. Is there anything that you'd like to bring
all
up?
All right.
There's nothing then?
Not much.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me.
You know, when you don't go ashore too much, you don't know much, I would think.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sir.